Pacific sunset. The gracious host lived in a beautiful house that was well beyond the means of her writer friend, Michael Parker. She was delighted to have the book signing in her house, and he was happy to be there. By the time Michael was to start reading, there were 35 ladies and 2 men gathered in the spacious living room overlooking the Pacific. A teacher was among the friends gathered for the occasion, and she was not afraid to ask questions. Just as Michael opened the book, she stood up and said, "Excuse me, Mr. Parker. Before you start reading, I would like to ask why you do not mention the name of the Creator in your books. Though I have not read your most recent book, I have read all the previous ones, and as far as I can recall, you speak of many spiritual events. But you have never once directly mentioned the Creator. Would you mind explaining why?" The teacher's eyes were twinkling, and you could see she meant no harm. Michael Parker smiled at her and closed the book. "Normally, I do not answer questions at this time. However, given the nature of your question, I will respond to it now, but would request that any further questions or comments will be saved until after we read Chapter 1. The teacher smiled and nodded her head. No one else spoke. After a brief pause to seal the agreement, Michael Parker continued, "This is indeed an interesting question. To give you some background information, there are many people on the planet of ours. There are hundreds of languages in use today, and thousands of dialects. On top of that, there are many different belief systems, all of which have at their core the same fundamental values. Additionally, there are many grades of belief. It is my wish and the intent of all my books to create events in the minds of the readers that might intensify their faith. I don't wish to tell people what to believe, but rather to create small rites of intensification that might help strengthen the beliefs of any reader. Glance out of the window and notice the ocean and the clouds. If you look at the sun slowly dropping towards the horizon, it is a very moving experience. But not everyone lives on a bluff overlooking the Pacific. Not everyone has smelled the fragrance of orange blossoms. Most people are not able to travel around the world and discover how similar we all are. The events in my books are there to give each person a chance to intensify his beliefs on a daily basis. I'd like to think of myself as a gardener or a farmer. I have planted a large field so that each reader can choose a few flowers that they are attracted to." There was a long pause as Michael Parker looked into the eyes of the teacher. Finally, although she realized he had not directly answered her question, she smiled and said, "Thank you very much." With that, Michael began reading Chapter 1 of his latest novel, Daily Passages. As he read, the host quietly filled glasses of iced tea, and those present added the amount of sugar they each desired. They stirred their tea as quietly as possible while Michael continued reading. Then the host sat down and listened in earnest. Halfway through the chapter, Michael stopped and reached for his iced tea. No one moved. The large living room was quiet except for the sounds of the ice cubes moving in his glass. The gracious host started to get up to serve him more, but he motioned that none was needed. He continued reading. Outside the window the clouds gathered on the western horizon and waited to embrace the setting sun. The sun continued towards them. Michael read on as those gathered sat spellbound. The first chapter of the book was almost over. The sounds of the Pacific Ocean filtered in between the words of the story. Finally, the clouds received the sun, and a great painting appeared in the sky. Orange, yellow, and gray were the main colors, but there were others, too, if you looked closely enough. The smell of earlier promised oranges began drifting into the living room. Michael read on. The teacher who had asked the earlier question coughed once and then shifted in her chair. Finally, Michael reached the end of the chapter, and the gracious host nodded to someone waiting in the hallway. Soon afterward, fresh-cut oranges appeared from one side of the room, while steaming hot tea appeared from the other. Those gathered, who had sat spellbound for almost an hour, now began to realize where they were. Now it was time for conversation. It was time for questions. The room began to buzz as the oranges were eaten with care and the tea was sipped with appreciation. Books were purchased, and the color of the sunset through the still open window intensified. As the glass teacups grew cold, the guests began drifting towards the large front door. An hour later, the sun was down and the window closed. Michael Parker was gone, as were the other 37 guests who had shared so much more than just another Pacific sunset.